Lesson 54. Brave Women. Upon the banks of a river in the state of Kentucky, there was once a fort to which the settlers frequently resorted as a place of refuge from the savages. Its gallant defense by a handful of pioneers against the allied Indians of Ohio, led by two renegade white men, was one of the most desperate affairs in the Indian Wars of the West. The pioneers had not the slightest idea of their approach, when, in a moment, 1,000 rifles gleamed in the cornfields one summer night. That very evening, the garrison had chanced together under arms to march to the relief of another station that was similarly invested. They were, therefore, unexpectedly prepared for the attack. The Indians saw at a glance that the moment was not favourable to them, and having failed to surprise the garrison, they attempted to decoy them from the fastness by presenting themselves in small parties before it. The whites were too wise to risk a battle till help should arrive, so they resolved to stand a siege. But the fort, which was merely a collection of log cabins arranged in a hollow square, was unhappily not supplied with water, and the besieged were aware that the enemy had placed his real force in ambush near a neighbouring spring. The females of the station determined to supply it with water from this very spring. But how? Women's wit never devised a bolder plan, and women's courage never carried one more dangerous into successful execution.